17. The Bastion. This was the Grand Borealis, the heart of war, the central chamber of the immense Bab Bastion. This was the seat of Loyalist command. Bab Bastion, that imperious and impervious block fortress with its surrounding drum towers, has been the Praetorian's command corps since the siege began. From here have issued all commands, all directives, all orders and notifications. The peerless operation of the defence has been orchestrated from here since the 13th of Secundus. This was the Grand Borealis, a humbling chamber of cyclopean scale. The data of war has flowed across its countless screens and console stations, and on its strategium tables, the hololithic maps of conflict zones have been displayed, and strategies debated and tactics devised. It was the nexus of authority, the nucleus of the war court. It was awake and active day and night, without pause or interruption, alive with voices, the bustle of 1,000 personnel, the chatter and chirrup of TAC, Newspheric and Vox updates, the whir of servo skulls darting by on errands, the hustle of scribes and clerks and messengers, the fierce discussion of the Tacticae Terrestria, the voices of summoned generals and lords militant, the briefings of council delegates, the hum of projection amplifiers, the rattle of cogitators, the squeal of alarms. This was the seat of Archimus, master of the Huskarls, second of that name, Dawn's proxy at the head of the command chain, a station he did not seem to leave for months. This, nearby, the chair of Vorst, veteran captain of the Imperial Fists, deputy to Archimus, sidelined from the front due to old injuries, his mind sleeplessly devoted to the decision theory of warfare, mentally waging a campaign that would be enacted indeed. These were the stations of the Mistresses and Masters Tacticae, Icaro, Brynlaw, Osaka, Gundelfo, Elg, Montessere, 100 others, the greatest strategic thinkers of the age. This is the billow of smoke. This is the heckle of flames. This is the scree of glass and plastic fragments across the deck, the spatters of oil and dirt, the spilled and abandoned files and reports, stirred and ruffled by the wind that gusts through the spaces where once were windows. This is the great strategium table, that which Praetorian, Khan, and Angel once debated, smashed and overturned. These are the cracked and fractured plates of the hololith display panels. These are the loops of torn cables, hanging like entrails from the casings of calculation desks. These are the punctures and scorches on the walls, the impact points of mass reactive shots and las weapons. This is the blood on the floor, the drips and flecks across the station panels, the spray on the walls that has started to trickle and run. These are the bodies of the dead, killed before they were able to evacuate. These are the ones who died defending the doorways. This is the boom and howl of war horns bellowing from the traitor engine stalking past outside, the massed roar of the host sacking the lower levels. This is the giggling of the Neverborn. This is the Grand Borealis. These are the flames consuming it, and the stink of fresh death filling it. This is the charnel house and ruin that it has become in the past 4 hours. It has stood since the beginning. It has fallen now, swept away by the apocalypse tide that has poured into the inner palace. Those within remained at their posts to the last possible moment, determined to maintain their vital work. Most left it too late to flee. Few have survived. These scraps of meat and hair and cloth are Fourth Master Tacticae Terrestria Julius Gundelfo. This burnt husk is Rubricator Signoris Hyten Kai. This mangled form is Junior Administrar Patris Sato Omez. These bloody shreds are Colonel Lin Hu Kuei. This smear of gore and tissue is data adjudicator Perez Grist. This head, rammed upon a spike, is cogitation overseer Arnulf van Halmier. This bundle, draped in green robes, is Nightali Hengmuir, chosen of Malkador. These splashes and spots of blood are Mistress Tacticae Catherine Elg, who ran the Saturnine defense operation and whose body was carried off by fleeing survivors in the vain hope they could save her. This is Vorst, Imperial Fist's veteran captain, who has not left his post. His bolt gun slides from his grasp and hits the deck with a crash. This is Tarshes Malabru, master of the Catulan Reavers, sons of Horus. He hauls on his blade and it slides out in a sudden gout of red, unpinning Vorst's corpse from the Grand Borealis wall. The veteran captain sinks slowly to the deck and falls on his side. Bab Bastion is taken.